So my name is Isaac. I am 21 years old. Today is December 5th, 2017, and I'm speaking with Norman Crome, and he is a friend from the Senior Center. And this interview is in, what is this, Crowley, Pennsylvania. All right, so can you tell me a little bit about your childhood and what were you like when you were a kid?
Kind of back when I was a kid, I was brought up on a farm 12 miles north of York.
Okay.
And it was a produce farm. We attended market twice a week at a market stand, Central Market in York.
Uh-huh.
And I lived on the farm until I was able to join the military.
Wow.
And then I joined the military and got in the air. Well, it was the Army Air Corps then. It was the tail end of World War II.
Okay.
And I was going to make a career of it, but you want me to keep talking about military?
That's good. I have some more questions. So.
Okay. All right.
All right. What jobs did you have when you were a teenager?
Just working on the farm.
The farm work?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Farm work.
Yeah, I grew up on a farm too, that's what I do, a lot of farm work.
Yeah.
Keeps you busy.
Yeah, especially when you have horses.
Oh.
Horses and mules.
that's hard. What did you do with the money that you earned?
I very seldom earned hardly any.
Oh, okay.
When I came home from school, my dad put me to work, and if I didn't come home from school when I was supposed to, he came looking for me.
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't get to participate in many sports or anything like that because I was always supposed to go home and go to work.
Uh-huh. Did you mind not doing sports or any other activities?
Not real bad.
Okay.
I did miss it, but I didn't do bad.
Yeah. What was the worst thing you did as a kid?
Upset the grindstone.
Oh. And what was the grindstone for?
We sharpened the sickle bar blades for the mower in the field.
Uh-huh.
You had to turn it by hand while my dad sharpened it, held it on the stone. It was a big round whetstone. He turned it like that and
okay.
Held the blades on there.
Wow.
Sharpened them. I upset it and broke one of the legs off one time. I got a thrashing for that.
Yeah.
That was the only time I ever got a licking when I was a kid. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they don't sharpen blades like that anymore, huh?
No. Nope.
All right. Can you tell me about one or two people that were particularly kind to you in your life? Or really helped you, like, get through your life? And what would you say to them now?
It's going to take some thought there.
Take your time.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Yeah, we had a neighbor in the farm back of us there. He used to come over and help quite a bit. They had a boy about my age, and we used to pal around together, and he done a lot for me, and of course, mm-hmm. Vice versa.
Okay.
And when we got bigger, we sort of run around together until I joined the military, and then that was the end of that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Did you see him around after the military then?
Yeah, I did, but he passed away several years ago. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's hard.
Yeah.
Are there any positive or negative events in your life that shaped who you are today?
Not really.
Okay. What about the military? Did that affect how you are today?
I think so.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think it did. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you think it made you a better person?
Yes.
Or did it change your outlook on life?
Yeah. When I get out of basic training, I went to Keister Field, Mississippi. A&E school to become an aircraft engine mechanic,
Mm-hmm.
And then I get stationed up West Overfield, Massachusetts on the C-121 Lockheed Constellation just come out then, four engine aircraft, R-33 Pratt & Whitney engines on them, four of them. Wow. They were the fastest prop-driven transport that was built back then. So wow. That was interesting.
Yeah.
Well, then the Berlin airlift started right after that. So then I wound up in Anchorage, Alaska at Emmeldorf Air Force Base. And then from there, our whole outfit moved to Germany. And I went on the job training as flight engineer over there, then flying across the Iron Curtain into Tempelhof, Berlin, from Wolfsburg, Rhein-Main, and Wiesbaden. So that was very interesting, and I liked it because no one was shooting at us.
Yeah.
The Russians would buzz by us, but none of them ever shot at us or anything. So
yeah,
that was interesting. We hauled 13 ton of coal on the plane I was on. Now they were C-54 Globemasters, but they were four engine aircraft also.
Mm-hmm.
And the one I was on, we just hauled coal on that 13 ton of coal. Yeah.
So
the Germans were freezing and they were starving and everything because the Russians cut them off, you know.
Uh-huh.
They couldn't get no food.
So you would drop the coal into the city?
Pardon?
Would you drop the coal into the city from the airplane?
Yeah, we landed in Tempelhof, Berlin.
Okay.
At the airport there. And,
wow.
And then the German POWs and stuff unloaded it and what have you. And I never had any trouble with any of the Germans after that. Pretty interesting.
Yeah, I bet. I can't imagine that.
I was at the Rhein-Main first, and then I got transferred to Wiesbaden. And then from there I got transferred to Wolfsburg. After the war, the country was divided. Germany was divided into four sections. The French, the Americans, the Russians, and the Americans
mm-hmm.
in four sections. And Wolfsburg was in the British sector. It was in the Black Forest. There was five hangars there, and they were all interconnected underground. Everything was camouflaged. Sick bay was underground. Mess hall was underground.
Wow.
They were really advanced in Germany. There was cracked up planes all over the place.
Uh-huh.
I have some pictures. We have an ME-109 Messerschmitt. We could still fire it up, but they wouldn't leave us fly it. They left us taxied around.
Uh-huh.
Cracked up planes all over the place.
Wow.
That was pretty neat. Yeah.
What are you proudest of in your life? Can be something, a personal achievement or a achievement in your job, your career, or something you did in the military, anything.
Well, I believe learning about aircraft is my main thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I became a pilot then also, and I flew up until 4 years ago.
Wow.
Got rid of my plane then, and I knocked the nose gear off.
Uh-huh.
It was tricycle landing gear.
Okay.
And I didn't flare out quick enough, and the nose gear hit first and broke it all. Busted the prop and everything. Time to give it up. I flew all these years and didn't kill myself.
Uh-huh.
So I did.
Wow.
No more of that.
I'm sure that was hard becoming a pilot.
Yeah, yeah. Well, see, I really miss that about more than anything, flying. I love to fly.
Yeah.
I did, yeah. Yes, sir.
What is something you're passionate about?
I guess horses.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I like to mess around with horses.
Do you have horses?
My daughter has three there where I live, but I don't have any.
Okay.
In fact, we have a little filly there about a year and a half old, and we're just breaking it in now. She's a little rascal. She nips at you. She always sees me. She always comes up to the fence. She's real gentle. The mother died during childbirth. When she gave birth to the colt, to the filly, and I dig a hole back in the pasture and bury her. And then the daughter bottle fed the baby and raised it. And, yeah. It turned out to be a real nice little horse.
Uh-huh.
You're welcome to come see it anytime you want.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Okay.
Were you around horses your whole life?
Yeah, pretty well. Yeah, I used to do a lot of trail rides and what have you like that. Yeah. And shows, pole bending, barrel racing, you name it.
Wow.
Western quarter horses mostly.
Okay.
I did have a Tennessee walking horse, but I wasn't into that too much. I like the Western horses better.
Yeah. I'm sure that was fun riding them around.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. All right, and this is the last question. Thinking about your family in the future and many generations from now, what do you want to tell them? Do you have any words of wisdom for them?
No, not really. Not really. Mm-hmm. No, I wouldn't know what to say.
Is there anything you want them to remember about you or the way you live that you think could help them?
I don't think so, no.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, that's a hard question.
But I managed to stay out of jail and all that.
Stay out of jail, that's
so
good.
I never got in any problems where I got locked up or anything, mm-hmm. so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you for doing this interview and hopefully if you can share this with your family, hopefully they can learn a little something about it too.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
That's very much.